Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Al, we obviously get a chance to try a lot of different wines from a lot of different producers. And, you know, some of them are very well-known names and some of them are not very well-known names. But it's always fun to come across ones that people are not necessarily familiar with, but that have great quality. And one of the groups you've been following for years is called Calstar.
Calstar, it's not a household name by any stretch of the imagination, but I have a bunch of Calstar wine in my cellar, and I always enjoy it. Good value is the key here. Very, very nice quality, but good value. Rick Davis is the winemaker and owner, and he doesn't own vineyards. He just has his winery, and he cranks out fabulous wine. The most recent line that he tasted me on was the best I've ever tasted from them,
wow,
including two high-end Pinot Noirs, single vineyard Pinot Noirs, that were easily Premier Cru Burgundy quality at $45.
That's a deal.
For that quality,
that's
quite a deal. But let's talk about some of the more reasonably priced ones. Calstar Cellar Sauvignon Blanc from Russian River Valley, 2017. All of these are going to be $18.
Oh, that's great.
You know, it's a good price. This is absolutely one of the nicest Sauvignon Blancs I've come across in a long time. It's a very friendly wine. None of this tartness, none of these sharp elbows that a lot of Sauvignon Blancs have. Very, very inviting. Let's start with aromas of honeydew melon, lemongrass, and Vilna toffee. And then it was the wine's texture that really sealed the deal because it was so big and soft and well-balanced, just beautiful. So it let, you know, these beautiful, lush fruit flavors come through. And for a Sauvignon Blanc, it was lush. I was getting things like lemon curd, lemon peel, which is a little more acidic, soft, sweet notes in the finish. If I was going to make a chicken and grape salad, this is the wine I have. Really nice. Now, Hugh, we both know what Pinot Meunier is. It's the most widely planted grape in Champagne. But it has absolutely nothing going on here in the United States. There might be, you know, a couple dozen acres. I'm not sure, but not a whole lot. He makes a rosé of Pinot Meunier. He found a grower with a few, acres of it. And
wow.
Said, okay, I'm going to do that. It's similar to Pinot Noir. And I have to tell you, this was really, really good rosé. It started off with a kind of a copper pink color and a lovely floral nose featuring apple blossoms and apricot. And one sip will convince you that this is a very food-friendly wine. It's firm, it's flavorful, very well-balanced. Its bright acidity wants to stand up to cured meats, cheese, grilled sardines, all that kind of good, you know, cafe stuff.
Grilled sardines.
With rosé, are you kidding?
No.
It's wonderful.
I get you.
So I really like this one a great deal. He has several Zinfandels, and the one that I tasted is called Zaza Zin, I guess as in Zaza Gabor or something like that. Old Vine Zinfandel from Lodi, 2016. This wine is spicy, easygoing Zinfandel. You know, some Zins are huge and ponderous, and others are very kind of, you know, proper and Bordeaux-like. This is somewhere in the middle. I think it's built for fun.
Okay.
You know, it's a great, great party wine. The spice that runs through it, it's just thick. And it goes along with a streak of red berry juice and a good grounding of earthiness. And there's aroma of smoky raspberry. It's just a wonderful wine. I liked it a great deal. All of these, $18. Well, Hugh, these are wonderful wines from Calstar. So what we're going to do is we're going to put all of these on the website at wypr.org. And people can go there and look under programs and features. Scroll down to Cellar Notes, click on that, the program will come up, and you click on the program that you just listened to. It'll tell you how to go and order these wines. It's great. So give that a shot. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.